sun. We're talking of some love and posterity. Cause the good old days never say goodbye. If you keep this in your mind. Need some la la love and arm. Need some la la love and arm. And as we fall from grace, the only word you say, ah. Put your hands on the puppet, yeah. Put your hands on the puppet, yeah.
Everybody.
Okay, we're back. We believe we'll be talking to Ralph Nader live from New Haven, coming up around in the next half hour or so of the show. So don't go away.
Unless you don't like Ralph.
Yeah, if you don't like Ralph, you can go away, I guess. But
even if you don't like Ralph, don't go away.
Even if you don't like Ralph, stay, because we might pick on Ralph and you might enjoy that.
Yes.
So either way, it could be a plus for you. We have tons of other stuff to talk about as well here, including we probably won't get to the case of the androgynous fish. We might have to hold that one over to tomorrow. But there are very alarming and frightening androgynous fish in the world. They are they have male and female sex tissue. That's all I'm going to say for now.
I think that's probably best.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, also today. The Wall Street Journal has this article about sort of Bremer's comments and how Bremer's comments are there weren't enough soldiers.
Right.
You know, it's sort of an October surprise. It was like something that the Bush campaign was not really prepared to deal with, was Bremer suddenly showing up. And I guess this was supposedly off-the-record stuff in a closed meeting that was like to some corporate group or something like that. He didn't.
It was an insurance group, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's true. And so the Wall Street Journal was sort of trying to figure out five other things that could come up in the next 27 days that could be like that.
Huh.
You know.
Yeah.
And the ones that I suggested would be Alawi having a press conference to say, I am a gay Iraqi. Barb and Jenna go on a crack fuel rampage through Zabar's. Spielberg signs Colin Powell to play Othello opposite Kirsten Dunst. George W. Bush aspirates another pretzel, this time on Good Morning America. And Cheney explicably starts preceding every comment with, by the hammer of Thor. Those are my alarming things that could happen. I mean, bad things could happen to the Kerry campaign, too, obviously. I don't know what those are. It could turn out that John Edwards is made entirely of stem cells, for example. That would be difficult. Anyway, we'll take your phone calls, too. Oh, you know, by the way, also, though, there's so many other things to deal with. I may just quickly mention the androgynous fish, all right? These these androgynous fish live in the South Platte River and Boulder Creek in Colorado near wastewater treatment plants.
Huh.
And so the scientists are trying to figure out whether the chemicals that disrupt hormones, such as estrogen, are coming out of these plants, these wastewater treatment plants. So don't flush your birth control pills and stuff like that down the toilet, because then you get these androgynous fish that have, these are deformed white suckers. There's about 18 jokes, of course, that we could make.
Yes, certainly are.
We're not going to make any of them. But these are deformed white suckers, and... the guy who found them, a Colorado biologist named John Whitting, says, this is the first thing that I've seen as a scientist that really scared me. I'd like to say to you, Dr. Whitting, you need to get out more. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back, possibly with Ralph Nader.
To run where the brave dare not go.
Joining us now is Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader, once again, running for president of the United States, and I believe he's in New Haven today. Do I have that right, Ralph?
We're on our way to New Haven, Yale University, and Skull and Bones.
You no good ever came out of Yale University or Skull and Bones. Explain why it is that you're going there, though.
Well, we're campaigning in 50 states. We've already campaigned in 50 states. And this is my second trip to my home state of Connecticut. We want to get votes here. Some polls have us at 6.5%. We want to be able to hold those votes and increase it. This is one of these, pro-Kerry states where Bush will hardly campaign, and more people can vote their conscience, vote for the kind of agenda from health care for all to living family wage to getting out of Iraq that they want to see as the future of our country.
It seems in recent days that your attacks on the Democrats and on Senator Kerry have almost exceeded your attacks on President Bush, and just in terms of your you seem to be more impatient with Senator Kerry now than ever.
Well, that's for two reasons, and it's only recent. It's because the Democrats hiring many large corporate Republican law firms like Kirkland Ellis, Ken Starr's firm, to get us off the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
In over 14 states, they filed 17 lawsuits. We've won about 8 out of 10 state Supreme Court decisions to get us, keep us on the ballot. But we underestimated the mendacity of the anti-democratic Democratic Party that's telling millions of our voters that they shouldn't have the opportunity to vote for the Nader-Kameo ticket because they're going to keep us off the ballot. I mean, it's really a civil liberties violation and a kind of political bigotry. Competition, fine. Opposition, okay. But try to keep us off the ballot and stymie our right to express our freedom of speech inside the electoral arena is disgracing the Democratic Party, right up to John Kerry, who's condoning it, and Terry McAuliffe, the head of the Democratic National Committee, who is leading it.
You had some sharp words for Howard Dean yesterday as you were touring around New England. Didn't you call him a smear artist or something like that?
Yes, he's again and again, even though I correct him, he keeps saying there's some anti-gay group that's supporting us when we have the best gay lesbian rights platform of all the candidates on our VoteNader.org website, which I commend to any citizens who want to take a recess from soundbite journalism to see what a political campaign should stand up for on behalf of the futures and necessities of the American people and their relation to the rest of the world.
Now, one of the things that you've been saying lately is that a vote for John Kerry is a vote for war. Tell us what you mean by that.
I mean that until the presidential debates, there was some ambiguity as to whether John Kerry is trying to get us out of Iraq or trying to turn George W. Bush's reckless invasion based on false pretenses around. But on the debate, it's quite clear he came out for a tougher war, for more attacks, for more troops. And William Sapphire, the columnist for the New York Times, delightfully welcomed John Kerry to the ranks of the neocons and said he is more hawkish than George W. Bush. So a vote for Kerry is now a vote for war, something that is sad to have to say, because he should have learned the lessons of the Vietnam quagmire in order to avoid the quicksands of Iraq.
And you, I think, also referred recently to the Democratic Party as gutless, spineless, hapless, and clueless. Do they bother you more than the Republican Party right now?
Well, we like to hold them up to higher standards than the craven, corporatist Republicans. But for the last 10 years, the decadent Republican...
Where'd Ralph go? Oh, my God, no! No, 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 he's going to think it's the conspiracy, no! Ralph, are you there? Oh, no. No, no, no! Look, just because our radio station is owned by Skull and Bones, that doesn't mean that that's why we took Ralph off the air.
Oh, we're going to try him back.
Okay.
We'll try to get him back.
I just don't want this to sort of confirm all of his worst suspicions.
Well, we'll get him back shortly.
I don't know. You know, whenever he starts talking, I do have a soft spot for Ralph. I mean, I think basically what he's doing is not too great, but, you know, it is one of those odd things where you agree with the person's positions. I agree with almost every ideological position Ralph Nader has ever taken or will ever take, and I do regard him as one of the greatest Americans of the last half of the 20th century. Maybe the greatest American of the last half of the 20th century, but along with FDR, maybe. But FDR is mainly in the first half, so. He's in the first half. Yeah, it's FDR in the first half of the 20th century and Ralph in the second half. Those are the two great Americans. I mean, so many of the things that basically make us safer and better come from this man. Anyway, he's back. We only have a minute and a half left.
I was saying, Bruce and Colin.
Yeah, we're back.
You were saying I called the Democratic Party gutless and spineless.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been losing to the worst of the Republicans at the local, state, and national level for the last 10 years when they should be landsliding them. I mean, look at the John Rowland, for heaven's sake. You got a Democratic Party that's been rolled over by the Republicans at the gubernatorial level and wouldn't even support Bill Curry, who was trying to tell the truth about John Rowland and his corrupt cronies for months.
Yeah.
But Rowland managed to flatter and fool enough voters in my home state to get another term. Fortunately, he's gone.
Yeah, no, there you've got a point. I mean, Democrats here in Connecticut did kind of roll over for this guy. And I've been saying that as much as you have. Well, basically, you're going to New Haven now. And are you going to talk about Skull and Bones while you're there?
Yes, I think that... Kerry and Bush are both members of this super-secret society, Skull and Bones,
yeah.
And they're running for public office and I'm going to address a half a dozen questions to them because it's incompatible to have this kind of code of silence that embraces them for their adult lives long after they left Yale, when they're supposed to be public officials. And if they can't answer, I'm demanding that they resign from this secret society.
Or either that or stop running for president. One of the two. Anyway, Ralph Nader, thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time, but good luck in New Haven.
Visit us at votenader.org, folks.
Absolutely. Bye.